This is a message to Sean from Arnold.
What are you thinking? Get down. Get back up again. You are an ugly motherfucker. You sit in your mom's basement and masturbate. What kind of a fuck are you? Get in the blade of the chopper.
The thing is.
Welcome to the Cesspool. I am Flexington Steel. I'm with the Wyandotte Colossus. Fuck-ass John Sprague. I don't know.
Hang nine, motherfucker.
Can you duplicate that intro?
What's up? What's up, motherfuckers?
What? I'm not warmed up. I didn't do enough mini moms.
No. There it is. Early coughs. So, let's just... Do you have any shout-outs, John?
Shout-out to my buddy Sean. Congrats, motherfucker.
Not even a minute in. That was 58 seconds.
Fuck that guy. Fuck him eternally.
Where at? Give him one of those...
How about the park?
Give him one of those... Is it prolapsed?
I'll give him a prolapsed anus. He probably already has one. He's the guy who has everything. Prolapse, white privilege.
All right, so found this article on the weirdest things the TSA confiscated from people.
I hate the TSA, dude. I hate taking my shoes off at the fucking airport because some dick knob in fucking wherever made a bomb out of his goddamn shoe.
Okay, listen, I didn't start flying till after 9/11 just because of my age, right? Never was on a plane till after 9/11. And I hope it was a lot easier and better pre-2001 because, wow, it's just an absolute bitch.
It was like getting on a school bus, dude. You just walked in, got in a line, and got on the fucking plane. They check and make sure you're the right person and it's your ticket. It's like going to the Royals game.
They still let you around school buses.
Yeah. That's why I like high school girls.
High school.
All right.
What's up, motherfucker?
Every year I get older.
Yeah, whatever. That line's so fucking... Well, and there's the gunshot, probably, right? There goes the gunshots.
And they're off.
So, a grenade-shaped trailer hitch. First word, you get one.
B, couldn't have put that in your checked baggage.
Couldn't have put it next to your Brantley Gilbert country CD or whatever the fuck.
Your Brad Imes cowboy hat.
Next to, what is it, Brokeback Mountain DVD or whatever the fuck? A replica exploding vest. Wow, you're asking for good things to happen.
In case of a water landing.
It's a flotation device. Dead seahorses in a bottle.
Well, they weren't dead when he put them in the bottle. They were for his kids.
Have you ever seen a seahorse give birth?
Oh,
that's not the weirdest question I'll ask this podcast, but have you? No, have you?
Is this code?
Do you want to see it?
I think I have seen it, actually.
No, they just shit out like a couple billion.
It's like a shotgun birth.
Oh, it is. Badger's here. We didn't announce that, but he's probably YouTubing that right now.
What's up?
That's not bad. I almost said that ain't, and that would really show that I'm from Missouri. That ain't hype buying.
Charter school.
And a golden hand grenade.
A golden hand grenade. Was it live or was it just like a paperweight?
It's golden.
Well, then they got him on a couple things because that's weight. If it's really actual gold, then that's going to be way, way over the amount of money you can take in and out of the country.
He just got back from Africa. He didn't know. Yeah, he just shaped a grenade.
Because he didn't have any teeth, so he couldn't get a grill.
Gigantic teddy bears. Just shit like that. You can't.
Why would they confiscate a gigantic teddy bear?
Who knows what's in it, man?
My dick.
Yeah. We were just talking. No, it was funny because we were just, before we got on the air, for some reason, we were talking about how nasty it'd be to use a sock as a, you know, a jacking device. And we were talking about jack rags. And that's pretty weird, too. You should just try to flush your kids. But teddy bear, dude. Right? Take out the stuffing. What do you mean, no? And tell me no.
What they invented hair for.
Well, I mean, like, you know, take out all the stuffing, it'll be deflated, and then you'll know about what time to get a new teddy bear.
Right when the other one falls off the shelf and shatters.
Well, I don't know. Does it stay gooey? It doesn't turn to fucking...
It'll crystallize, baby. When you're shooting pure protein like I am. One eye shoots isolate. Off the first time.
Like the Wild West, when a woman, when you.
That's right. You don't ask the teddy bear if it wants it. You just take it.
Yeah. Kind of fucked my train of thought just there.
Grab the bear.
What was I going to say?
About a jackrabbit.
I had something ready, too.
Jackrabbit ain't a teddy bear. And that way you can practice the whole cowboy deal. Yahoo! See if you can last 8 seconds.
In the teddy bear?
Gotta keep your hips in and throw the arm back.
I had some fucking question on if not kept a jack rag or jack sock. That's so fucking strange. You gotta get rid of that sock, right?
Well, that's when they say, yeah, damn, that dryer keeps eating my sock. It's because you throw one away, you gooey sock motherfucker. Do you have any good TSA stories? I got one good TSA story.
Do you? Yeah. No, I don't.
A couple of years ago, we were coming back from Las Vegas. We thought we were going to get to the airport real early and have to wait in that big line in Vegas, me and Fred Dick. So Fred Dick's pushing my wheelchair, and that is not an assumed name. That's his real name.
We're not playing name that porn star.
We packed a couple of bottles of water in my carry-on so that we could drink them while we were in line and not have to pay $5 for a bottle of water at the airport. Got it completely about it, dude. The alarms went off because we had bottles of water in my bag. Because we got right there and I was in the wheelchair, so boop, they wheelchaired me right up to the front. We didn't have to wait. So Fred Dick was freaking out.
Oh, just because, so it'll go off with bottled water?
Well, they send it through that thing. When they scan, they see the bottled water. Then suddenly there's like 5-6 agents around in case you're going to be fucking stupid or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just weird. I said, yeah, throw that shit away. I don't give a fuck. It's water. I'll drink it if you want me to. Don't reach for the bottle.
Did you see the show Hunted at all?
For the guys that you got to try to get... lost and they try to find you. I didn't watch any of it.
It's the goofiest, fakest fucking reality. Because, you know, reality shows is fake.
They're all fake.
They're all fake as shit. But this one is especially kind of mind-numbing because I ended up watching the whole thing.
It was a decent premise. But in reality, it would be over in what, an hour? One episode, and those pros catch everybody.
It's fucking strange, but the show sucked really bad. But it was so fucking fake, it just hurt. They have like these 10 agents and they're acting overly dramatic, acting, you know, oh, we got to get them today. And it was just goofy. Like, so, but there was like, I think two people, and this is the real stupid part. And I knew it was going to happen, but the two people that escaped, because you have to fly off on it in an airplane with this money.
It's $100 a day or $500 the last grand prize days. Was
$50. Now, $250,000 or something. So they were flying off in the plane, and guess what? The agents got there just in time to watch them flying away. So close. You know, like a fucking Grand Theft Auto game.
You know what? They'll get him next season.
It should be the same people. You should be able to.
Yeah, you ought to be able to continue to hunt him. Now, it would have been cool if they like pulled up on the tarmac and like, shot the plane down with a bazooka, killed everybody on the passenger plane. Got him!
Had a knife swerve season. Oh, we got him.
Whoops. Well, see, I have a problem with, I didn't watch it because it's a TV show named after a movie, and we've got 700 of these now.
Like Taken.
Lethal Weapon. Uncle Buck was an old one they did before. And then they've got, there's just MacGyver again. It's not a movie, but again, couldn't Hollywood please, instead of spending your time talking down our president, talking down the policies that he hasn't really even had a chance to put into play yet, maybe come up with a fresh idea for a show or a movie. Instead of rehashing Ghostbusters, the reboot again, 3, Electric Boogaloo, this time it's personal. Maybe he could come up with something real.
Slimer's pissed now.
Oh, my God. And this Slimer's pregnant.
And he's bitching about it. No, I watched. Did you watch Taken or no?
I've got it on my DVR.
No, I watched it. It's some fucking, the first fucking 15 minutes of it. That's a lot of gunshots right there, I guess. Well, it doesn't have to be.
Well, I'm not taking.
So these fucking facts were overacting so much. No, I mean, it was weird because he gets hit by a car and then he immediately gets up. This won't spoil nothing. And his dad happens to be right there. And he gets up. He's like, oh, I know why they killed her. And now I'm going to do something about it. It's like, well, that makes no one acts like that. Like when the fucking cord on the computer went out, you didn't, you know, oh, now we got a Best Buy and I'll really get a cord now.
Why?
Yeah, it's just real weird because they're on a train.
It's a prequel. Train, Mike's apple pie.
And he goes, when I get up, just do as I say. And the girl's like, why? Why would I do what you? Why don't you tell me? And it's like, if anyone acted like that, you would just say, fuck off. They'd be the most, you know.
Oh, okay.
Be the most dramatic person ever.
Oh, good. So you just saved me an hour off my box.
It's not bad.
Really?
Bad. You got to skip 15 minutes while the dude just overacting his ass off.
Well, he's no Liam Neeson.
Could you imagine if, you know, you watch him Brazzers and, you know, he's taking off his drawers.
Why? Why?
I'm going to fuck you now, Dontrell, real good.
Why on earth is this cock so big?
Why?
Why, God? Why was I blessed with the 18-inch penis as big around as a baby's arm?
Well, what were we discussing?
We talked a little bit about lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming, okay.
And how I read a study about, because you know that me and Jim, we throw darts. And they were talking about...
You do?
We have known to throw darts. Some of us are better than others. And by that, I mean everyone's better than me. But so I was reading the study, and evidently they took some people in England, and they had a group that was... They were directing them to, in their lucid dreams, to practice throwing 30 darts, or as close to 30 as you could get.
And now, well, in lucid dreaming... Isn't part of lucid dreaming you knowing that you're in
you
a dream
have some
state?
Control over your dream.
Yeah, you know that you're dreaming.
Right.
Right.
And okay. That allows you to direct where the dream's going.
Okay.
But not all of them can maintain it long enough to get all of the 30 darts. So you had to try to keep track of how many darts you threw. And then in the other group was actually throwing darts at about the same pace as they were matched up with people, and he got 23 darts, so you practiced with 23 darts. And after 30 days, the people that were lucid dreaming were improved 18% more than the people that were actually throwing darts.
That didn't do any kind of lucid dreaming.
No,
about
they
darts.
Were just physically throwing. Physically practicing versus lucid dreaming.
That's practicing. Interesting. I mean, that just it lends credence to, on a subconscious level, that you can control some outcome of events.
To me, it lends credence to the fact that, especially at darts, your mental focus is very as much as important as your physical repetitiveness. I mean, many a time, I think my form is fine, but I'm not seeing the target I want to see. I'm looking at the board and not at my target. Yeah. And the lucid dreaming would help you with your focus.
We used to practice that back in high school whenever I wrestled.
Lucid dreaming?
Well, not necessarily lucid dreaming, but it was actually part of practice where you would
visualize.
Take a spot. Yeah, it was called visualization. And you would close your eyes. You weren't to go to sleep, but you were supposed to close your eyes and you visualize everything about a match. And
he's going to do this. I'm going to do this.
Exactly. And it had to be realistic. You don't just go in there and then, you know, turn into He-Man and beat the shit out of the guy or nothing. But you actually visualize an opponent, because I always knew there was one kid that I wrestled from Excelsior Springs. Whenever I wrestled him my freshman year, the kid was 100 times better than I was. By my senior year, my skill level started to catch up a little bit. I've been working real hard, practicing real hard. I got a lot better at wrestling. And man, me and him had some hellacious matches. So whenever I did my visualization technique, I always imagined wrestling him, because...
And you need to, in those kind of things, put yourself in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, you're already ready to react when you get in trouble. Because trouble's coming.
Yeah, I used a lot of memory. There was a lot of times that me and him, we'd get tangled up, and it was just a scramble. Scramble to get the points. And I would always remember those. I would incorporate them in my visualization. And I always won, but I made sure it was a hard-fought win. So you're mentally training yourself.
If you're visualizing that you're losing the ballot, you're probably not doing it right.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You have to visualize yourself winning.
You want
to
build your confidence at the same time. Yes. We never did any of that. I had a wrestling coach who was more, I don't care whether you have to wrestle 3 periods or 3 seconds, you will not be tired. And we used our visualization time to run stairs in the 110-degree stairwell so that our cardio was outstanding.
Yeah.
And I was a 270-pound, and I run all day.
Yeah. Well, the thing about sports, though, is every single sport is 90% mental.
A lot of it is.
It's all 90% mental. It doesn't matter if you're wrestling. Doesn't matter if you're throwing darts, playing golf, bowling.
You've known a lot of wrestlers.
Speaking of knowing wrestlers, I know that you've known Bobby Lashley. And I'd just like to know, when he was in the shower, what body part did he go at first?
I'd rather not talk about this. Just for men.
Did he go for men on your team or men on his team?
I know Bobby Lashley is a muscular individual, and he might not be able to reach all the hard-to-reach places. Did he ever ask you for assistance when he was in the shower?
No. I always made sure that I showered well before him or well after him.
Was that because of the restraining order?
Part of it, yes.
Or intimidation?
No, I...
What kind of soap did he use?
Soap? Just for men?
Did he ever drop it?
I don't know. I never showered with Bobby Lashley.
LC Davis?
Yeah, I was... I think I was a few years older than LC Davis.
So, see, you could have had your way with it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Underclassmen. That means they're underclassmen.
LC Davis was a squirrely little bastard.
All right, well, this segment is brought to you by Mike's Apple Pie, the finest apple pie you'll find in Wyandotte County. So, lucid dreaming. Let's get back to topic. Lucid dreaming. A lot of athletes use visualization. Tiger Woods was famous about visualizing his shots. That's why he always took so goddamn long to hit the thing.
Yeah, him and Bagger Vance.
No, when he was getting all that pussy, he was playing like a goddamn god. It's when his wife found out about all his 19-year-old tour pussy that he was having before he ever met her. But he still goes to the same towns. He goes to the same fucking Waffle Houses and hits Bernice the fucking butter lady at Waffle House. Because he's been fucking her since he was 14 years old.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at it. Once his wife found out and literally turned his world upside down, I mean, he went through a divorce. He lost half of his assets.
He lost all of his, a bunch of his.
Half a billion dollars worth of sponsorship deals. You know, that is something that's going to throw you off your game.
That'll put a kink in your back. And then he got hurt right after that. And it was like pain, a damage. He never did really recover from his damaged back because he tightened up because $500 million is gone.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but you believe in hypnosis?
I think hypnosis is real. I mean, I've never been hypnotized myself, but I've read, you know, quite a few books on it. Pretty interesting topic.
Hypnosis to make you perform better?
Well, you can utilize hypnosis for a lot of different things. I mean, some people do it for smoking cessation. Some people do it for weight loss. You could do it for, I would imagine, performance.
Erectile dysfunction?
Typically erectile dysfunction. I know that there is some mental.
But most of it's physical. It's mostly vascular. A lot of it's vascular.
Yeah, some of it can be physical. Some of it's mental. It just depends. You got to go to a doctor and get it looked at. Brazzers, not my place. Jim's Garage is a real good place to come check it out.
We do free prostate exams here on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes, free prolapsed anuses.
Prolapsed anuses, I've seen them. I don't think I can be hypnotized. No.
Well, that's the thing about hypnosis is you have to be open to it.
Well, I don't,
because you're allowing somebody else to control your conscious mind.
To manipulate your mind.
It's not really manipulating, but it's allowing your subconscious to take over while you're in a dream state.
But I've seen these guys make people dance like chickens and not be able to say the word the or whatever. Guess what? That's control. That's manipulation.
Well, the thing about hypnosis is any professional hypnotist will tell you, I can't make you do anything you wouldn't normally do. I can't hypnotize you and make you go out and kill people if you weren't a killer.
Well, so Jim would.
I don't know. I mean, I've never really studied that aspect of it, but I know.
Jim, I need a fucking pocket watch right now.
I'll make what Chris Benoit did look like a fucking Little Caesar party place.
like a Chuck E. Cheese 8th grade birthday party. Yeah.
Well, I said Little Caesars, right?
Do they do birthday parties at Little Caesars?
No, you go buy the pizzas and
just recently.
Yeah.
Because I may have to call up there in November.
They did it when I held them at gunpoint.
That's where I get all
Hey, you're our 20th robbery for today. Here's a prize. Free pizza party.
This is where that's where I get all my jumpy houses.
Does hypnosis have anything to do with lucid dreaming, or is it just a whole different?
That may be one of the ways they get you to lucid dream. I was wondering how they could make those guys lucid dream.
Yes, it's. I guess there could be an argument made there, but whenever you go into hypnosis, they actually say it's the closest to REM that you can get without actually being an REM.
My story about, I think I told it once before about my experience with lucid dreaming was. I was having, as a young child, like 5 years old, I was kept having this recurring nightmare where my older brother would murder everybody in my house, and I would go from room to room and find everybody butchered, and then go down in the basement where my see one brother butchered, and then him with a big axe licking blood off of the blade of the axe, and I was terrified of him.
So you were reliving Amityville Horror?
Well, before Amityville Horror ever came out, because I'm an old bastard. This is like 69. 70, maybe when it was actually happening in real life. And so we went and saw somebody because I was not sleeping because I would not go around my brother at all. I wouldn't sit on the same side of the dinner table with him or anything because I was afraid of him. And they took me to talk to somebody who taught me to set triggers for myself in my dreams. Tell them before I go to bed, you know, if I see a red truck, that means I'm dreaming.
Trigger!
And then once I know that I'm in control of the dream, I can direct the dream away from that.
I got triggered.
I wondered what the fuck PTSD. Was going on. You triggered me.
You triggered me.
You triggered me, and now I have a prolapsed anus.
That's my deal with lucid dreaming. And to this day, I'll have dreams where I can say, wait a second, there's a bunch of guys here. I'm about to go Bruce Lee on you motherfuckers. I'm a 300-pound ninja, a 500-pound ninja.
Yeah.
And start controlling shit.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing is, I think most therapists, psychoanalysts, what's the other profession? Psychologists,
psychiatrists.
Psychologists, psychiatrists. Everybody that studies human behavior and in the human mind, they understand that the subconscious mind is much, much stronger
it's very
than the
powerful.
Conscious mind.
Very, very powerful. Yeah. Yes. The things that are going on in your head that you're not even aware of that control how you perform in the conscious world is amazing. And yes. your dreams and stuff is just like a dumping ground. I cleanse out with the old because I got new stuff coming.
Yeah. Inception.
Yeah. Conception.
Not conception, inception.
Oh, I said contraception.
Oh, contraception. Okay. I'm triggered.
Contraception. Contraception is a science fiction.
Oh, you don't believe in it?
It's a science fiction. No, contraception. Well, I've never used it myself. I always preferred the squirt it in her eye method. But contraception is a science fiction convention that'll be in town November of this year. I plan to attend.
Oh, so they're obviously not Catholics.
Clothing optional.
Clothing optional.
After 11, we get the pool. It's always the girls you don't want to see naked.
Yeah, I was going to say, I probably will miss that one.
No, you won't. You're coming. We're doing a live podcast. Brother.
I'm triggered.
Triggered all over. Is that snot on my skirt, or were you just glad to see me?
Oh, well, your shirt is my new jack rag.
Jack rag. Dude, hashtag jack rag.
Hashtag jack rag. Jim, are you on Twitter?
That may be my new fucking nickname. I'm here with the jack rag.
What percentage of your dreams are sex dreams?
Just for men.
Nah. That's not a dream.
I'm going to say...
Bullshit.
Bullshit. I will say... Little crack in the voice. Going to say probably 10-15%.
Man, when I was in school, going to school, I'd have so many fucking sex. I mean, probably all of them. I mean, what I would do is I'd go, you know, shoot monsters or jump out of a plane, then dive right into a sex dream. It would all end with that. I'd kill the monster and then be on top of some 12-year-old because I was 12 at the time, guys. I'll just gunshot it, whatever.
You mean it was the 12th of last month?
Badger, do you know about, I'm sharing this article, it's kind of funny, bc.marfield.com. Do you know about the government waste book?
The government waste book.
It comes out, this guy comes out with it. Jeff Flake, an Arizona senator, his annual 200-page catalog of egregious government spending.
Okay, I have heard of this in the past.
There's some funny shit in here.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some? Well, you want to hear some of the funny?
Cow farts in there?
No.
Duck dicks.
Is this real deal?
Yeah. Mating preferences of ducks and duck dicks. This is what we spend tax dollars on.
The National Eye Institute spent $300,000 on public funds to study boys and girls playing with Barbie dolls, and they wanted to prove if girls are more likely to play with Barbie dolls than boys.
Who cares? I mean, honestly, that's just one of those deals. Why are we spending government money on studying that?
But I want to know whether the boys or girls were more likely to cause scissoring with the Barbie dolls.
Yeah. You mean scissoring with the Barbie dolls or scissoring with the Barbie dolls?
Yes.
They also spent $450,000 to research whether dinosaurs could sing or not.
Why?
Al Gore did that one. That was his idea.
I mean, what? That's a lot of money, man.
I know, but why? What is the purpose of government being involved in something? Why do we need to know if dinosaurs sing or not? But you know what it made me think of is when you watch the movie Jurassic Park, and the old guy that was the, he knew the velociraptors really well. He understood their vocal cord structure through studies of them because they had some kind of bone structure that allowed them to emanate a certain noise that meant that they were distressed or they wanted to call for help or it was, you know, hey, I'm over here or warning, stay away from me. I'll rip you open with my velociraptor claws or, you know, I think that there is some genuine truth to some of that thought. Those scientists that are specialists in those fields, they can figure that stuff out. But why in the fuck do you need public money to do that?
How about spending $1.5 million to analyze what happens to fish if they find themselves on a treadmill?
I think I've heard of that before. Fish on a treadmill?
460,000 have computers binge-watch the television show Desperate Housewives in an attempt to predict and understand human behavior. Scripted human behavior. After the computers watched the shows, they failed to have an accurate rate close to that of humans.
What is the purpose of us studying this kind of crap?
And they also spent $12 million on unused email archiving service. And it failed to install the activation software.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Well, you can see it in Kansas City right now. I mean, we always run a deficit in Kansas City. And they somehow fumble the numbers around. But look what we do. We're spending, how much is this light rail project costing? It's well over $100 million now, where they predicted it was going to be, you know, $50 million. Yeah, and that they're talking about expanding it.
The KCI airport is easily the easiest, quickest, fastest get in from the door to the plane of anywhere in the country. East Coast, West Coast, I've been both. And if you want to stand in line for an hour, hours and hours, make it one terminal. Yeah. Leave it alone. It's not broken. Don't spend money to fix it.
The Sprint Center, they wanted to put a hockey team and a basketball team in that. Do we have either one? Hell no, we don't.
Woodley and Thompson rematched last night. Now listen. Woodley and Thompson, when we did the UFC 205 prediction show, that fight is what caused Brandon and Matt to then lose the said bet we all agreed on of chops. They have now rematched, and said chops have not been given.
Well, it's hard to chop. There's no absentee chop. Matt is waiting for the absentee chop, and there is not one. I'm just going to have to come up and take my chop from you.
Electromagnetic hypersensitivity is not currently diagnosed, but a lady says anytime she's around 2G or 4G Wi-Fi, she breaks out with all these hives. She starts feeling ill. At first, she had mild symptoms.
I'm assuming she has a flip phone.
She started feeling unwell, and her ear started to burn after she got off the phone. I don't know if that's women talking shit on each other or whatever. For 10 minutes, she also experienced violent shaking, severe head pains, and disorientation.
That's fibromyalgia.
She said after she drank Mike's apple pie, she would even ask friends to turn off their mobile phones, just in case the signals caused her to violently shake or suffer. Friends would look at her awkwardly
and say, "What are you drinking?"
This is not fake news, motherfucker. Turn off all your phones. What if I'm the first one to suffer from these symptoms of Mike Apple Pie? But in a couple hundred years, who knows how much more advanced technology will be and how many more people will be suffering as a result from it.
And probably there's a lot of people out there that get misdiagnosed instead of the, what was the name of the disease? Because I certainly want to give it.
It's undiagnosed. It's, well, electromagnetic hypersensitivity.
Okay. A lot of
I'm not drunk enough to say that. You were trying to fuck me up, right? Because you said gallbladder. You said gallbladder last fucking... This now, granted, this is going to...
Gallbladder?
You said gallbladder, and I called you out. Instead of saying is, I said whiz, you called me right back out.
Well, see, that's what happens. Mr. Grammar.
It's not Mr. Grammar at all. I try to... I'll keep in your mistakes, and I'll edit out mine.
No, I just could not... remember the name of the disease, actually.
I was electromagnetic hypersensitivity.
Okay. Well, there's probably a significant amount of people that have it that are being diagnosed with something else, like insanity.
Yeah. Well, she moved into her friend has like a shed at the back of their garden. So she moved into that. She had to quit her job as a therapist. The only time she gets out is to feed and spend time with her cat. Okay. Do you ever know anyone in your life that was a hypochondriac, though?
I was married to one for 16 years.
Like, oh, I got a sore on my arm, man. That motherfucking shit might be cancer. And then you go, well.
Could be eczema. Maybe some lotion.
I coughed. I might have AIDS.
Was it because of your cough or that last dick you sucked?
No, the same doctor you go to is the same dumb bitch dude or whatever that's getting drunk and shit. They're not. They just went to school longer than you. You know what I mean? They're not superhuman fucking healers and shit. All I'm saying is if you have enough surgeries and shit, people die from surgeries, complications of surgery. That celebrity just died.
Oh, yeah. Bill Paxton.
Yeah, complications of surgery. If you don't fucking need it, you might not want to fucking get
There's
it.
There's a reason why before you
and go I in, hate doctors.
Before you go through any kind of surgery, you have to sign those. I understand that I could die from this fucking thing, no matter what it is. Colonoscopy, routine colonoscopy, you can die from it. When they try to shove that Polaroid camera, take those pictures, and then shake the camera back and forth.
Yeah, you get what is it? A prolapsed
colon. Prolapsed anus. Got to take a broomstick, put that back up, staple it in place.
Yeah, that's what I would do right here in the garage.
On the cesspool.
On the cesspool. You just have to let me FB live this shit.
Have to have a few mics.
Yeah, I'll have a few mics.
Literally applying the anesthetic.
No, okay, so my story is when I had the cyst on my back, which started real small and within 7 fucking days was tennis ball. And I go, oh, fuck this. I was sitting at the bar, leaning forward at the bar, you know, drinking some mics, and I doubt it. But so, and a guy walked by and goes, what the fuck is on your back, dude? I'm like, it kind of hurts. You know, don't touch it or whatever. So I end up going to the doctor because it really does get painful to even put on a shirt. So the doctor, and this is when I had insurance before Obama just straight fucking put his half black stick all over my shit. So I go to a doctor and he goes, go to a fucking doctor. And he goes, you know, this is on a bad part of your back that has a bunch of nerve endings. I could hit a bunch of shit. He's like, I'm not really going to be able to numb it. So I'm laying here face down like Lexington Steel just entered the fucking room. You know, I'm about to make some money. So I'm laying down there and he goes, this is, I shit you not. He goes, as he's just starting to cut it, goes, this is going to hurt, right? How could it? Right at the same time, he's putting a scalpel to my unnumbed back. And I'm just sitting there like, what the? I guess it was just shooting up like a volcano and shit. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. That was, you know, that's fucking crazy. It's terrible.
You just have to remember that when you're dealing with a doctor, some of these doctors were last in their class. They barely made it past the deal. They're the same fuckheads that flunked out of chemistry and science in high school and got somebody to do the test for them. I mean, I know a couple of people in the medical profession, different levels of medical profession, that are just simply fuck-ups. I wouldn't trust them with the remote control for my TV. And they're out there opening people's bodies up and fixing shit or making people's prescriptions. The people go to a doctor and they think every doctor's house and that every patient, I live and die with every patient. Fuck that. They're thinking about, are they going to be able to start the softball game on time later? Just like you are at your job.
No, that's true. You know, and how many cysts have this guy ripped open in his time? This is probably his 600 cysts. He doesn't give a shit that this is your first one ripped open. He's just going to go ahead and rip that shit open and be like, get the fuck out of my office, motherfucker. Like,
boom. 650. I had a dentist. I had the same similar deal with a dentist because, you know.
I've never been to a dentist.
Oh, well, I had a tooth over here that was abscess, like looked like I had a gerbil in my mouth. It was huge.
And, instead of your ass.
Instead of, well, he started in my ass.
He oh, he made his way all the way up there?
He was a fighter. Anyway, so, but it was so swollen, he couldn't get any anesthetic to the nerve.
Okay.
So he was like, we're just going to cut the little bit and drain. And he was in there with his thumb just pushing on the abscess. And I'm like coming up out of the chair. I look like Chuck Liddell after his third knockout. My toes were curling backwards and my feet were straight.
Your hair somehow turned into a hideous mohawk.
And, well, it went white.
White mohawk, huh?
But part of my privilege. It matched my privilege. And then, and then he had to get the drained enough poison out of my mouth that he could get the tooth and yank it out, but no anesthetic. And you know what you got to do with that? You bite down hard.
Yeah.
And just say, you know what? It'll be over in a minute. Oh, it's a long minute. It is literally the Wagner's collection opera of minutes because you laugh, you cry, you hear great music, and then you wish you were dead.
Yeah. But we also have to understand that those guys, they are there generating money. That's their main ordeal. Get you in, get you out.
The second you walk in and sign in, you're generating money. The second they start running your insurance don't want you to have insurance, really.
That's
you
know? The problem with they've instead of healthcare being about, you know, helping people and being the Hippocratic Oath. The Hippocratical Oath. But it's turned into a huge revenue machine. I mean, look at all the doctor's offices now. Ever since Obamacare, what do? You don't have private practices anymore. Nobody makes any money off that. The biggest thing is to get associated with a hospital. Liberty Hospital, perfect example. I used to go to the Liberty Clinic in Liberty. Liberty Hospital gobbled that up. You know where they're located at now? On the same campus as Liberty Hospital. And so that's where you go to get your shit done. They get you in, they get you out. They want to know if you got firearms in your house. Shit like that. Yeah, fuck you, dude. Just lance my fucking cyst. That's all I need you to do.
I'm here for you to pop the zit on my ass. That's all. It's on my tape.
On your prolapsed.
On my prolapsed anus.
I've got a hemorrhoid.
It's not a hemorrhoid.
Oh,
it's just a prolapse.
It's not a tumor.
Please get a broomstick, push this sucker back up, staple it in place.
Somebody get the janitor.
From amp.masslive.com, a 19-year-old woman will serve 4 years in jail after biting a piece of the ear off a cop. We've all been stopped by the PO, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Is it Mike Tyson?
No, she's...
Cicely Tyson?
She's not horrible. I'd let her nibble on that fucking...
ball?
Prolapsed. A wild brawl took part outside of a tavern. This is in Massachusetts, so this is like Boston land, you know. What's up, brother? And all that shit. So, I mean, you know, there's a brawl going on. But, oh, what's up, brother? Oh, fuck you, brother. You know, and all that shit.
Hey, you spilled my craft beer. What, are the socks not going to be good, brother? There was pumpkin spice. Oh, you don't think David Ortiz can't still wreck, brother? Kurt Schilling was the shit.
So she bit down on his ear while she... The cop was trying to load her into the cruiser. And later on, after she was, you know, detained and all that, they found dude's ear in the back of the cruiser.
Oh, she was chewing it like gum.
So she gets 4 years and then 3 years probation after that. Do you have any run-ins with some dick-headed cops that you'd like to chew the ear off of? When I was young, I got, and I don't know if it's really considered arrested because I was in high school, but I think we got what is considered detained. Numerous times.
You were a person of interest?
Numerous times. And they would come into us. Okay, guys. So what we need to do is now contact the Riverside Police Department because I just admitted that they came right into all of us. And we need to fix this. Prolapse. Arnold, what can we do?
You're prolapsing us. Push it in. Get a broomstick. Push it in.
So
I need duct tape.
It was funny because some of the cops would come in and try to make like they were the same as you. Like, oh, when we were young, we were burnouts like you guys and shit like that. I used to listen to violent music like you guys, which I couldn't imagine. What was violent music in like the 70s, Arnold?
Donna Summer. I hate that song about the cake in the rain.
Yeah, it was so violent. But no, they would come in and...
Someone left the cake out in the rain!
So when we would get detained, they would violently, like, rub on our genitals. They would reach down our pants to look for shit. And just like Kevin got his belt just broke because some the overzealous cop was just getting after his balls. And we were just like, man, motherfucker. Like, we knew every time we got arrested, we were going... We were getting fucking ball checked, dude. I mean, oil was checked. This is more oil was checked than Jiffy Lube when we got fucking picked up by these fucks. And I would love to bite the ear off of every fucking cocksucker from the Riverside Police Department. So that's my story.
Well, I'm going to say the police.
Oh, and by the way, yeah, just real quick. All the chick cops that have stopped me for sobriety tests. Fuck them too. Because I don't know why chick cops have to act like so. Yeah, so fake outwardly tough.
It's the same reason. It's exactly the same reason that the guy on Taken overacted too. Because he's not tough, but he wants to look like he is.
Can we widen the backseat of cop cars? No, I'm just saying, if you guys need to drive stretch Escalades, it'd be really cool, because anyone past 5'5", those knees, man.
Lay sideways. That's what
You can't lay sideways when you're with your buddies or you're ski sloping them. Yeah, you can't just fucking...
Run to the road, baby.
I come busting on the track like I'm Peter Nolf. Nolf.
I've been arrested by really super cool cops. And I've been arrested by some fucking dickheads.
Well, and it also depends on how you act. I was raised from my father that if a cop pulls you over, it's yes, sir, no, sir, three bag full, sir, yeah. Whatever you need. I give him all the respect he deserves.
That's key there.
Until he proves that he doesn't deserve it.
Yes, because there are some cops that will stop you for some utterly shady shit.
I play off what they talk like in the first 20 seconds because they're the first ones to talk. They're the first ones to go, oh, how's it going tonight, sir? How much have you had, sir? You know, shit like that. If they have a fucking shitty tone, oh, I just match that shit up, Brad.
I've never had a cop ask you how much I've had to drink.
That's their first fucking line. How much have you had tonight? Because, no, seriously? 60s must have been great.
You know how to avoid getting stopped by policemen? Drive a hearse. I didn't register the goddamn thing.
Why wouldn't they stop you?
Because they make all their side money working funeral processions. And if you're driving a hearse, you must know somebody in the funeral business. I was 19 years old with the beer coolers underneath the floorboard of my car, carloads of people, and no license plate. Never got stopped.
Were they alive?
No license plate, he said.
No license plate.
No, so.
We're going to do the rest of the interview like this. I can only talk good.
No, so we were at a club. I was listening to some hip hop music. You know, culture. I like to expand my culture. I was paid to do that. No, so we're at a club. It's Northland, so there's no reason that it should get too crazy. But this guy bumped into me, and then he bumped into me, and then he bumped into me. And the fourth time, you know, being a young, you know, startup like myself, I wasn't so sure why this guy was bumping me at a club. Now, it's awfully strange, right? You know, usually people bump you at the club to, you know, size you up, see if you do anything. Well, this guy did it four times. So the fifth time, and I'm usually an even-keeled guy. I'm cool as the other side of, you know, Alaskan pillows.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I'm cool as shit, dude. You can't get me to act up or say a bad word about anybody.
Yeah, you want to arm wrestle?
So, that's a story we can tell. but we don't have all night. So this guy bumped me a fifth time. I go, you know what? Fuck it. This guy's going to bump me five times. You know, five strikes, that's not a thing.
You're usually out at three.
Yeah, I'm halfway through the order at five strikes, right? So I blindside this dude from the back, behind the ear, like a real man. Fucking, he falls face flat, like he should. My job's done. But the DJ in the booth saw it. He runs down from the DJ booth, you know, music still spinning, probably some Genuine or some All Kelly or something like that. We're having a good time, right? So he comes down and he immediately goes, hey, Jim, you fucking moron. Well, he said Jay, because whatever. He goes, you're a fucking moron. That's our undercover cop for this event. And I go, oh, really? And I said, well, I'm out. It was very early into the night. So I drove off and never went to that club again. You know, just in case. You know? So that was my thing, you know.
He's probably stuck in ground.
So if you have woke up yet, man, I'm sorry, bro.
Maybe not bump into a motherfucker full time.
I'm not sorry, you fucking dick. Yeah, don't bump into people being a jackass. Thing.
And it was a female cop.
Substantially cuck, large lady, female cuck. Cup. My interesting story was in Liberty. And this is back whenever I was in my early 20s. Hell, maybe I wasn't even 21 yet. Maybe I was 20 at the time. But anyways, I was out on a date with the girl that I was dating at the time. I go to jump on I-35. Boom.
Wait, what did you say? You were on a date with the girl you were dating at that time? Okay, just never mind. Just...
Oh, did it sound kind of fucked up?
It was the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yeah. Okay, so I was out on a date with my girl.
Okay, that sounds better. That's more white.
The only reason I said at that time is because I'm not dating her any longer. But the person that I was dating at the time, we were out, went and saw a movie, went to...
What was it? Was Arnold in it? He can be.
I don't even remember what the hell the movie was now.
I know all of it. Yeah. You're going to need a bigger boat. No, that was probably terrible. What year was it?
Fucking movie was that?
Jaws.
Arnold was in Jaws? Was in Jaws. You
didn't know that? He said, get down, it's a shock.
Okay, so I hop on I-35, still on the entrance ramp. Boom. Lights. Cops pulling me over, right? So he comes up and asks for my license, my insurance, my registration. I hand it all to him. He's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, no, I have no idea. He said, one of your front headlights is out. I said, oh, okay. Not a hard fix. I can just, you know, run to the store and grab one and have it fixed before tomorrow. He's like, all right, you know, I'll be right back. I'm going to go and see if you have any warrants or anything. So I'm like, cool. So, I'm just sitting there talking to her, not paying any attention, figuring this is going to take, you know, a minute or two. And then I look up in a mirror after a couple of minutes because this guy hadn't come back. I didn't have any warrants, you know, nothing. I don't get into trouble, at least not at this time. A couple minutes goes by and I'm like, you know, what the fuck is taking this guy so long? I look up in a rearview mirror and I shit you not. There was probably about 12 cop cars. Yes. Multiple officers with their firearms pulled out and aimed at my back window. And I was like, what the fuck? And I look over and that same cop that originally pulled me over has got his pistol pointed straight at my head, probably 3 feet from me. And I said, whoa. I said, what the fuck is going on? He's like, get out of the car right now. Keep your hands where I can see them. I'm like, shit. All right. You know, calm down, guys. I don't understand why you got to point guns at a kid with a headlight out. And so they take me to the back of the car. They handcuff me with my hands behind my back, pull my girlfriend out, pat her down, pat me down, got her in handcuffs.
Did they touch your balls?
They did not touch my balls.
You weren't as cute as Jim and Kevin.
Apparently not. But anyways, they had two detectives. There was two detectives that had come out there, and they said, do you know why... Your being detained right now. And I said, well, he told me I had a headlight out. I got a headlight out. Yeah, but this is pretty fucking serious. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
You don't do that.
Usually.
Apparently not in Liberty. They frown upon headlights being out.
Usually that's a warning, I believe.
Yeah. Sure. So anyways, well, what I had forgot was that right behind my back seat, I had a pair of nunchucks that my grandpa had given me like a month prior. I found them at his house and he's like, you know, my grandpa's 70 years old. You know, he doesn't use them. He's not trained in martial arts. Well, not even anymore. It was just a prop that he had hanging on a wall or something at one point. But he's like, you know, you like them, you want them, go ahead and take them. So I'm like, cool. Well, they're an illegal weapon, right? I didn't know this, but I just threw them in my back seat and forgot that they were even there. Well, that's the entire reason why the cops had drawn down on me. And that's what that cop said. He's like, oh, you had nunchucks.
You're a ninja.
Yeah. And they said, do you know how to use them? And I said, I've never been trained in martial arts. Well, then that's pretty dangerous to have a weapon like that. That's why they're illegal. I'm like, listen. I said,
ninja, please. Have you tried Prit?
You tried sucking this dick?
Talk to me like
you others do.
Thanks to everybody for listening. Real quick, I'd like to thank one of our affiliate podcasts, the Let 'Em Know Show at letemknowpodcast.com. I was on their 33rd episode, so go check that out. Also, the music I'm about to play here at the end of the podcast is from an artist named Jet James. He was a guy I used to work with in my L Mob days. You can find him on Twitter at StillRillionaire. And these are just going to be snippets. If you want to hear the whole thing, I will steer you to his SoundCloud page. Just search Jet James. Goodbye, motherfuckers.
I got bills to pay, my stress level raising. I'm about to jump on cloud nine and start the blazing. I be smoking so much, you think I'm Jamaican, but I'm an aboriginal addition, it's American. Watch me lift up off the ground when I burn at that jet the end. It's amazing how much clearer I can see from here. Nine. Yeah, that's cloud nine and that's my time. Got a private line, you can't call mine, no nine. I be hitting nine like every day when I wake up. I got a bae, get my head straight, no lying. About 7:30, I be flying like bye. Yes, my eyes low, but I can still see. You know I'm high. I look a little Chinese, probably smoke before you see me. With your big ass head like E.T. I'm about to be up in the clouds like I'm two. I got none of my problems, they surfacing. This my escape. Peace out. I say I be on my grind. I be chasing money all the time. I just want your paper. I will never drop a dime. I be on my grind. I be on my grind. I be chasing money all the time. I just want your paper. I will never drop a dime. I be on my grind. Man, I be on my grind. Can't be fucking fake. Hit me like a life or death situation. See, I just want the paper just to fight the game. Hit you in the street with the pistol and you link. See, I ain't got no time for the fucking fake. The money is the only thing to motivate. Since a kid, I always won the ball like a Laker. Connecting the pieces like Legos. Start up a business, break bread with my amigos. Always bring bread right back home to my people. All of these niggas is seasons. Niggas that sneaking, I see you. Chopper gonna see you like peekaboo. I would never take a loss to you. See, I be doing everything by my damn self. Okay, watch me toss a pee like a baseball. Okay, I be in the house when I leave, I feel like a groundhog. Hands clean, I ain't fuck up with no case, dog. Tree hitting in the car from police, dog. Can't smell it, all you smell is dirty seats.
All you smell is the carpet, nigga.
I say, I be on my grind. I be chasing money all the time. I just want the paper. I will never drop a dime. I be on my grind. I be on my grind. I be.